Thank you. So could you tell me your full name, please?
Yeah, Kerry Ann Littlechild.
And your date and place of birth, please.
I was born in Cambridge. Do you want my exact date of birth?
Nope.
In 1985, I was born in Cambridge, yeah.
Right. And when did you come to work at the depot?
I first came to work at the depot when I was 21. So that would have been probably around sort of 2006, I think. And I started in customer services on a temporary contract. This was before the City Council had a customer service centre at Mandela House. We had our own kind of customer service related to what was then called City Services. So it was like missed bin collections, street cleaning, graffiti, that kind of thing. I was working for 6 months with that team while they transitioned over to the new customer service centre.
And what had you done before that? Why did you come to work here?
Before that, I was working as a receptionist at the government offices around Shaftesbury Road, Brooklands Avenue. There wasn't really any opportunity for me to grow in that position, so I was looking for something else. I also wasn't looking for permanent work because I was planning to go travelling. So I just wanted like a temporary contract, which is why I started working here. And then after that temporary contract, I ended up applying for something else here at the council. And yeah, I'm here like 8 years later.
But what you've done here has changed. So you started on customer services.
Yeah.
And then how long were you there and what did you go on to after that?
So I did the customer services job for around 8 or 9 months, I think. Then I went on to be the PA to the director of City Services, did that for about 2 years. Then the council restructured and the directors' positions and their assistants all got sort of changed around. They cut one director and made each of the remaining directors' departments that much bigger, and they elevated the PA roles to executive assistant roles because they had a lot more responsibility. And that's when I worked for Simon Payne, the director of environment, and I did that for about 2.5 years. And then after that, I became Milroad coordinator. It was a new position. And although I had just made arrangements with Simon to go part-time because I wanted to do painting and stuff, the Milroad job came up. It was part-time, and I really wanted to apply for it because I'd lived in this area since I was 21. Yeah. And that's what I've been doing ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we'll come back to the Milroad coordinator role, but going back to when you started here and the changes you've seen, thinking about the site, because that we reckon that was about 2006, did you say? So has anything much changed physically about the site since you were here, is it?
Not really physically as such. I mean, there's been a little bit of a reshuffling of rooms. For example, trying to find this room today, it used to be further up this block. And some of the occupants of the buildings have changed. We've got, you know, a lot of external companies now renting some of the space, like Dovetailed, like the books over the other side. And that was obviously, actually it was before my time that it changed, but that used to be like an old GPVC factory over that side. One change that did happen in my time was we had our own design and print function, where Streets and Open Spaces is now, and that service, that got cut. We've got corporate marketing, but any kind of design print function is now kind of outsourced. So some changes, but not major changes to the buildings, really.
And tell me about working as PA to the director. Did that give you quite a good overview of the services that run from here?
Yes. Yeah, I do feel like I know, I wouldn't say I knew much about all of the council services, but certainly what's been run out of this depot, yeah. So when it was City Services, we covered, I suppose, pretty much what was covered under environment. It was what refuse and environment, the waste services, the street cleaning services, and I think parking services must have come under that as well. I can't remember. I have quite a good insight.
And can you remember what sort of things filled your days at that point? What sort of work were you doing?
So when I worked for Tony, when I was working for City Services, it would be like managing her diary, doing the paperwork for her meetings. So it might be sourcing like background reports from people, typing the minutes, setting the agendas. I managed the freedom of information requests that were coming into the department. So I would just ship them out to the relevant person and make sure that it was done on time. I did complaints monitoring, and I can't remember what else. It was fairly standard kind of secretarial support for the director. When that changed, when we had a restructure, definitely the responsibility and the amount of work increased. There was a lot more kind of monitoring of departmental information when I started working for Simon Payne, making sure that the heads of service were reporting back on various things that the director needed.
And all that sort of stuff, was that sort of work learnt on the job? Did you get training to do that?
There is definitely a really good training support scheme at the council. It's a really good employer. So when I first started working for Tony Ainley, when I first became a PA, I hadn't really had, I'd not done that specific job before. So I took training in things like minute taking and project management. I also did like fire safety and first aid and that kind of thing. Same really with Simon. I'm sure I did some, I think I did recruitment and selection training because I was involved in like interviewing and things like that. I was involved in a lot of HR issues, like taking minutes and whatever. So.
And was that training, was any of it done here or was it all done centrally?
We have a central learning and development program. So it was, I think they get trainers in, but it's our kind of corporate program.
So tell me about Mill Road, being Mill Road coordinator. How did that come about? What have you been doing?
So Mill Road coordinator was created in 2012 by the then leading party, which was the Liberal Democrats. And I think it was created in response to pressure from the community of Mill Road. I mean, Mill Road's quite unique in how many active groups it's got, how much people care about the area. And I think it would be fair to say that the engagement from the residents with the local authority is probably, in this area, one of the highest levels of engagement that the council has, and that's really good. And so I think that the council has recognised that residents wanted to see greater support, in particular for the small businesses. So the focus of the job is championing the area across the city, building partnership within the area and offering as much support to the traders here, and facilitating like projects that help to improve it or promote it.
So tell me about some other projects you've done.
Where do I start? We've done loads. We've done loads of different things. I mean, one of the first things that I did was consultation. I just went and met everybody and I held a big exhibition and kind of asked everybody what they wanted me to focus on, because I mean, the objective of the role was to make a big partnership. So I got all of the kind of main groups around the table and said, how do you feel about this? And they're like, no, we've all got our own things that we want to focus on. But the traders are currently, they don't act as a group and they don't have a forum through which to give their views. So that's what I focused on. So one of the first projects was establishing the Traders Association, which we did. And that's been running now for over 2 years, 2.5 years. We've got a really enthusiastic chair and a couple of really good vice chairs. And we've got an annual programme of meetings. We offer information and business support, networking. We've got reduced advertising for them through the local media. And that's running really well. And we've also done things like raise money for Festive Lights. We've done collaborative art projects. We've launched some new events, which obviously kind of highlight Mill Road across the city. One of those is the quarterly food market that I run. We also started this year the first attempt at a summer fair for Mill Road, which is really nice. And we're doing a pop-up cinema event. One of the last things that I'm doing before I hand over to the new Mill Road coordinator, we're going to have a lunch with the street life community, and we're going to feed them and we're going to get to know them and have a kind of bonding session, really.
And how's that work with the working with the traders to start with, which obviously what you said you started with? How did the council sort of facilitate that? Did meetings happen here, or was it just your time and the fact that you were going to them and pulling them together. And
yeah, I think the City Council's main support was in funding this position, so that you had somebody who had the time to go and talk to everybody and bring them together. The depot has hosted meetings, and it's been able to host meetings not just for the Traders Association but other groups around Mill Road as well because of me. Providing that connection, they've supported. There are lots of colleagues across the council that have supported some of the things that I've done, and that could be anything from being able to use the car park in a different way, having colleagues in parking services support me in doing that, also having support and guidance from colleagues in environmental health when it comes to running the food market, because I've not ever done it before, so I had to make sure I was doing it properly. And the city rangers and streets and open spaces, they've helped me with, particularly with the events. I get a lot of support from colleagues when it comes to public events.
That's really good. Yeah. So what's been the effect, do you think, on the Mill Road community of pulling these things together? What have you seen the impact?
I think... I'd like to say that, the role is valued, and I think there's support there from people to have it carry on. I'm able to be a kind of like information point, a point of contact for a lot of different inquiries that come in, and then I can, send them out to other people. So one of the main things I think is just an enabling of better communication between people. And I do think that's made a difference. When we walk down the street, we all know each other, and it's really nice. There's, I think, through the events that bring people together, they know each other more, and that creates a much safer and nicer community.
Absolutely. And so you're passing all those connections on and things to the new Mill Road coordinator.
Absolutely. She will get to know all of the groups that I'm involved in. The Mill Road coordinator attends various meetings and works on most of the local committee or project groups. So Franny will be picking that up. But she also brings with her a completely new angle because she's a young mum. And so she's got a whole network of people I'm not connected to that she can hopefully bring in. And also she's got a different work experience. So again, she'll be bringing something new to it. Keep maintaining sort of what I've done, but adding new elements. Yeah.
For thinking of that Mill Road coordinator role, the loss of the depot, or having everything, like you said, environment, whatever, all here, will that have an impact on that work? Or
I don't think so, no, because I don't actually spend too much time here at the depot anymore. I mean, it's useful for us to have a meeting room. It's useful for us to have storage as well here at the depot. A lot of my files are here. A lot of Mill Road Winter Fair equipment is here. A lot of stuff is kind of stored here. That will be a shame, but what I'm hoping is we will have a community facility on site anyway as part of the planning agreement, and I'm sure our local groups will be campaigning for that. So I think, but also, I mean, the role is very like public facing and out there, and so I think if we were in a situation where the Mill Road coordinator was stuck, one of the businesses would probably have a room somewhere. Between us, we would find a solution.
Yeah, it's a different way of working.
And it is very much like a community place. And I think, their support of the Mill Road coordinator would extend to helping to find a desk.
Absolutely. I'm sure. Well, that's right. So in terms of working for the council as an employer, you've already said they were good, the training and so on was really good. What do you think are the other benefits that you've seen of working for Cambridge City Council? I mean, I don't know if you've got anywhere else to compare it with, but...
I feel like I've grown up here, really. I was 21 when I came here, and my experience and work ethic were very different when I was 21. For me, it's been I've developed a lot in the time that I've worked here, and I've had that support and training and also the opportunities to grow. I love and hate the public sector at the same time, because I really think that it does great work. The things that we do here are really important, make a valuable contribution to communities. but it's also very thorough. It has to be very accountable, and so the paperwork is always very onerous and thorough, and it doesn't necessarily move at the quickest pace. That said, the experience that it's given me is, my organisation, my paperwork, and that's always going to be as thorough as it can be.
And you're going to take all that stuff where? What are you going to do next,
I'm going to be working for a social enterprise in London, which is it's called Cockpit Arts. It's an arts organisation, and they provide business support to 170 different artists. So and my personal interests are in the arts, so it's going to be good for me to see a completely different organisation and learn how it's and I'll be working again with the chief executive and working at the top level, so I'm going to get an overview of how it's funded and organised.
And you can commute, or is it a relocation?
No,
as well?
It's a relocation as well. Okay. Although I will not be I will be back here without a doubt.
Oh, excellent. Is there anything else you want to tell me about, that you think significant or people might like to know about this bit of Mill Road, any connection with the depot and the site or with the sorts of work that you're doing? Is there anything I've not asked about?
I don't think so. I mean, I found out, this is just a tiny point, but I found out that my granddad used to work here. My granddad was a builder, and he would collect his materials from this yard. I have no idea exactly what year that would have been, but it's really weird because I didn't really know that about my granddad, and then we drove past one day and I was like, oh, that's where I work, and he's like, oh, I used to work in there. So
so what's his name?
Richard Walker, Bert Walker. That would have been, I think they just came to collect materials. I don't know if he was actually employed by the city council.
Might come to stores to get the stuff. Amazing. There you go. Well, these things got freaky when that happens.
Well, I mean, all I can say is that I love Mill Road and it's wonderful.
Okay, thank you. I will turn this off.